Yes. So they asked the recent Nobel Peace Prize winner, this twat from Venezuela, what would be like the first thing that you do if, you know, we overthrew the government of Venezuela for you and put you in power, you know, against the will of the people who really don't give a shit about you and want nothing to do with you, you know? So what would be your first thing? She says, I'd change the Venezuelan embassy to Jerusalem. I'd move it to Jerusalem. That's the first thing she would do for the people of Venezuela. And you know, you see this all over the place, you know, like in the New York debate, candidate debate for mayor of New York between Andrew Cuomo, Curtis Sliwa, who is almost like retarded, and then Mamdani, right, who I like way better than both of them, right? They ask, what is the first country you would visit if you got elected, right? So Cuomo says Israel, Sliwa says Israel, and Mamdani says, no, I don't think it's necessary to go to Israel, right? No, right? And he's going to win, of course, you know. And what I like about it, it's really funny, too, because it's like the old litmus test is changing, okay? Because the litmus test... they just failed it. The people don't want this. The people are waking up to this subservience to Israel and all things Jew, right? But you know what? The Jews are so stupid. They're going to keep on pushing that litmus test, right? The litmus test has now flipped. It's now a disqualifier, you know? It's, you know what it is? And these... This political class and the Jews, who are so stupid they don't even realize that their litmus test ain't working anymore, Jew boy, right? So it's flipped on its end. So now, but they'll keep pushing the litmus test, right? These fucking Jew greaseballs, right? So, and when you think about a fucking question like that, that just proves that the whole thing is a litmus test. Like, in a normal presidential debate, the question... what would be the first place that you would visit if you got elected? It's nothing but a litmus test that was placed in there by the Jewish billionaire finance mafia, right? To make you grovel at the feet and to lick the boot and to show your subservience and to lick that Jew boot. That's all it is, right? That's all a question like that is. That's not a normal question for a presidential debate. A normal question for a gubernatorial debate, or whatever the hell it is about how you're going to serve the people of your country, right? But when they slip in a question like that, that's slipped in by Jew boy. And that's to say, see, we can get you to say whatever we want. Yes, we're showing the world that Cuomo... is gonna lick that Jew boot. And Curtis Sliwa, who's Spanish, there's no reason why a Spanish dude from New York should wanna lick that Jew boot. But you know, you see it all over the place. Right? So they lick the boot. Mamdani doesn't lick that Jew boot. But don't worry. Don't you worry one bit. I predict Mamdani is going to be 100,000,000% lick that Jew boot once he gets in there. The Jews are very clever. They know what they're doing. They just didn't want Cuomo and Sliwa. Mamdani is going to go full Jew. He would not have made it this far unless the Jews had a trick up their sleeve. And this is the same thing that they did with AOC, where she feigned that she was vaguely going to stand up to Jewish power. And then just as she gets in, announces, oh, I just discovered I'm a Jew. Also, there's another one there. I forgot her name. She's a Jew York in the council person. I forgot what her name was. But she's a Spanish girl, And then as soon as she got into Bauer, she goes, oh, I discovered my Jewish roots. Same thing with Mamdani. Whether or not he's going to announce that he's actually Jewish or not. Oh, he just discovered it. Mamdani is a creature of the Jew. 100%. 100%. He wouldn't have made it this far. You don't make it this far. You don't make it this far in New York politics. It's impossible. You get knocked out of New York politics unless you're full Jew. Look at what they did with the black Eric Adams. When Eric Adams took his victory speech when he was elected, when he was placed as the mayor of New York, he had a Hasidic flanking him on this side and a Hasidic for his victory speech. He was flanked by two Hasidics with the hats and the curly hair. Yeah. But, so, you know, the litmus test is indeed flipped on its end. But that doesn't mean that the candidates that are feigning that they'll stand up to the Jew actually are that. So what I'm saying is, to all those challengers that exist in the counties and states where those 250 legislators visited Netanyahu to bend knee and to lick the boot of Benjamin Netanyahu in that famous incident 2-3 months ago called 50 States, One Israel, where they flew over 250 scumbags who were willing to just lick that Jew boot. Lick that Jew boot, right? Shame on any candidate in those regions that can't mop the floor with these turds. It would be easy. You just go door to door and say, okay, he wants to lick the boot of the genocidal lunatic? Tell him to get the hell out and go live in Israel. You'll win. You'll win. But is there enough people in these districts that have the intelligence to even realize that this change has occurred and that that litmus test has been flipped on its 180 degrees opposite? Or do they even have enough intelligence to realize that and then enough courage? I don't think so. The political class, the politicians in the United States are some of the dumbest fucks you will ever meet. I mean, you're talking people who have, like, absolutely minuscule cognitive functions. They are stupid. The average politician, like in the town that I'm at, you know, they're just trying to line their pockets because they're talentless. They're just trying to line their pockets. That's the extent to what you're going to get with the political class. They're just lining their pockets. That's it. That's it. Get that money. But there's no better time in human history so far to go up against the Jewish bootlickers, because licking Jewish boot is not exactly that popular these days. Well, let's get some political action out there and get rid of these cocksuckers and bootlickers.